It sounds like science fiction, a 5-megawatt floating solar power plant that would suck the phosphorus out of one of Wisconsin's largest flowages. It's the brainchild of the Australian company Global Environmental Infrastructure Technology Solutions, or GITES. They've been talking to Adams County officials who want to clean up polluted Lake Peatonwill. Now, GITES is also talking with the city of Adams, according to Administrator Bob Ellison.
What we've actively been involved in is being an actual partner with this company and having them establish their operations right here in the city of Adams.
GITES would build a factory in the Adams Industrial Park, where they would produce the power plant components. Ellison says his city would use the technology to clean up its own wastewater.
These facilities can be put in place virtually anywhere, whether it's on open water with algae problems or, which is part of our partnership, having them use their technology at our wastewater treatment plant to reduce the phosphorus levels.
There are hurdles ahead, including getting approval from the DNR to put a privately owned floating structure on a public waterway. Ellison says the city of Adams will lobby the state in an effort to make it happen.
When you look at it, it's a green alternative energy, it's water treatment, it's jobs. And it's bigger than just the city of Adams or Adams County. I mean, we're talking something that would be just great for Wisconsin.
GITES has used the technology in other countries. This would be the first time it's used in the United States. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.